Republican lawmakers introduced a bill yesterday that would curtail John Doe investigations, making it harder to use them for most investigations into political wrongdoing.
The new bill comes on the heels of two John Doe probes in the past 5 years, one that investigated Governor Scott Walker's time as Milwaukee County executive and another that looked into allegations of illegal Walker campaign activities.
While Democratic lawmakers say the bill is a Republican attempt to protect politicians, Representative David Craig, one of the Republicans who sponsored the bill, says it's intended to avoid political misprosecution and protect free speech rights.
Patrick Marley joins us now. He's state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
How would the state's existing John Doe law change under the provisions of this new bill from state Republicans?
It would be limited to only the most serious felonies and certain violent crimes. Many other crimes currently there's no limit on what types of crimes you can use the John Doe law for. So that's one limit. Another is that you couldn't use special prosecutors in these cases. You couldn't use reserve judges to oversee them, and they couldn't last for more than 6 months without the approval of a majority of a group of 10 judges. And they couldn't, if they launched a John Doe and started finding a crime they didn't expect or began to suspect a crime that they hadn't anticipated, they would have to go to that same panel and get approval to expand the John Doe investigation.
And right now, as I understand it, witnesses and targets of an investigation can't share details about this with anyone but their lawyers. How would that change?
Right. So the law as it's constructed now, and it's a very old law, it's been in place since before Wisconsin was a state, was passed in the 1830s, says that the judge who oversees these investigations can put secrecy orders in place. Commonly that happens, so it's not required. And so for this recent John Doe had a very broad secrecy order that said nobody could talk to anyone but their attorneys. This new bill would prohibit that and say that only the prosecutors and judges, officers of the court, could be put under the secrecy orders, but those who are being investigated or those who may have witnessed crimes could not be put under secrecy orders.
So how could that changing secrecy aspect affect the way that an investigation unfolds, say?
Well, the reason that they have the secrecy orders are for two reasons. One is, you know, this is an investigation. It's not a criminal proceeding. No one's been charged. They're trying to find out if anything has gone wrong. And so they've wanted to have them done in secret so that the innocent are protected, right? If the prosecutors go in and they look into something and they find out that nothing illegal happened, they don't want people's names drugged out in a public process. The other reason is that you don't want witnesses talking together and coordinating their testimony so that they can say, hey, I got a call from an investigator and I've got to go in for an interview and let's make sure that we agree that I was here at this place at this time. Now, opponents of this say, one, it's a violation of free speech rights to put those kinds of limits. If somebody wants to talk about it in an investigation, they can. And the other big criticism is that sometimes when you're dealing with high-profile people, details of an investigation get out, they get thrown out in the media, the newspapers start reporting about them, and the targets who believe that they're innocent aren't able to defend themselves in public.
Is Wisconsin's John Doe law usually seen or sometimes seen as a violation of free speech?
Well, there's been a lot of litigation over this particular investigation that's involved Governor Walker's campaign. I think there's a half dozen or more lawsuits that have been filed in state and federal court. One of those cases went up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, a federal court, and they weren't addressing this secrecy issue on point on that day, but Judge Frank Easterbrook made an offhand comment that appeared to be, quote, screamingly unconstitutional. So there have been a lot of legal questions about whether Wisconsin's law goes too far in that regard.
So with this new bill, it would only John Doe could only be used for serious investigations and violent crimes. So for the other things that don't fall under those umbrellas, how would investigations be conducted?
Well, you know, prosecutors and investigators look into all kinds of crimes all the time without opening John Doe investigations. They just, you know, send cops out and have them go interview people and pick up evidence. So the authors of this bill say that's one way they could investigate these other crimes. And the other thing they can do is use the grand jury law. Most states don't have a John Doe law. They have a grand jury law, similar to what we have in the federal system, where you convene a panel of citizens that prosecutors present evidence to, and then they can make charging decisions. Wisconsin does have a grand jury law, but it is almost never used because it is much easier for prosecutors to use the John Doe law, and the John Doe law is a little more powerful. So the Republicans and others who have concerns about the John Doe law say they should use a grand jury because there's more of a check in their view because you have a citizen panel that's looking at the evidence as it's produced.
Overall, why would you say the lawmakers who introduced this new bill believe that a John Doe investigation is the wrong vehicle for investigation of political wrongdoing?
Well, this has all come under this heavy scrutiny and criticism because of this investigation of Governor Scott Walker and his and groups that supported him during the recall. I shouldn't say the governor, the governor's campaign and groups that supported him. There were concerns among prosecutors that they had violated some campaign finance laws and worked together in ways that they should not have. That investigation has been stopped for about a year because the judge who oversaw the investigation found that the activities that were being questioned were not illegal, and there's now a fight that's going to go to the Supreme Court to decide what happens next. But people on the side of the governor really feel very strongly that this investigation got out of control. They are concerned that it had a partisan taint to it, and they just think this secrecy in particular is a problem and that they need to change the law.
And Patrick, just briefly as we wrap up, what's next for this bill? How would it likely to proceed?
Sure. It was just made public yesterday. It hasn't actually formally been introduced. So right now, lawmakers are signing on to it. It'll get introduced, I would guess, later this month. And then it'll go to a committee in each of the houses. They'll have hearings. They'll probably make some modifications to it because that almost happens with any bill. Then it would need to be passed by both houses of the legislature and signed into law by Governor Walker.
Patrick, thanks a lot for coming on and talking about it with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley, state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's also the co-author of More Than They Bargained For, Scott Walker, Unions, and the Fight for Wisconsin.